William Morrow and Harper Audio present Dare to Fly, Simple Lessons in Never Giving Up by Martha McSally, read by Courtney Patterson. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who, at the best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Theodore Roosevelt, 1910. I found this quote in a book while I was a cadet at the Air Force Academy and have carried my copy with me ever since. 1. Cleared to fly. Stop waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect set of conditions, and the perfect answer. I was strapped inside the cockpit of an A-10 attack plane, affectionately dubbed the Warthog by its pilots, with my feet clamped on the brakes. The only thing racing faster than the engines was my heart. I was an experienced Air Force aviator, but I had never flown this airplane. My first time airborne in a Warthog would be when I lifted it, solo, off the ground. The last of the A-10 Warthogs rolled off the assembly line in 1984, the year I graduated high school. It was built to be an attack plane, flying low to the ground. I didn't have a clue what it felt like to take off in one because we had no two-seat training planes and no simulators. Instead, we used what was called a cockpit familiarization trainer. It consisted of a regular office chair surrounded by a mock cockpit, outfitted with the panels and switches found inside the airplane. Except none of the switches did anything and the gauges didn't work. Listening to the engine's roar and watching the southern Arizona sun glint off the A-10's metal skin, I did not feel like I was sitting in an office chair. In minutes, the tower would clear me for takeoff. "This is absolutely crazy," I thought. My instructor pilot was waiting in an adjacent airplane. His job was to chase me by flying close and instructing me over the radio. But only I could fly my plane. I radioed the tower, gave my call sign, and said, "Ready for takeoff, runway 30. Tower replied, "Winds are 310 at 8. You are cleared for takeoff." Obviously, no one was going to come to their senses. The runway was all mine. I taxied out. With the engines fully engaged and my muscles straining, I ran the final instrument and system checks. There were no more preparations. The next motion would be to go. I said a short prayer, very popular with pilots throughout more than 100 years of human flight, which can be paraphrased as, "God, please don't let me mess up." I took my feet off the brakes and started barreling down the runway. At 115 miles per hour, all looked good. At about 166 mph, the aircraft lifted off the ground. Within seconds, I was flying at 230 miles per hour. In my tanks, I had enough fuel to last about 2 hours. There was, however, one small nagging concern. Just as I had never taken off in a Warthog, I had also never landed one. Instructor pilots are fond of joking with their trainees. "Don't worry too much. You've got the rest of your life to figure out how to get this plane back on the ground." That day, the joke was on me. I suffered from motion sickness as a little girl, so I would have laughed at anyone who predicted I would grow up to be the first U.S. woman to fly a fighter jet in combat. I was a quiet, tomboyish kid, hardly the type of person who would spend 8 years fighting for the rights of women in uniform, ultimately suing the Pentagon and winning. I was a pudgy, shy adolescent, and my siblings would have bet with certainty that I would never become an accomplished athlete, or win triathlons, or climb the highest mountains in Africa and Western Europe, or that when my right hand was broken at the Air Force Academy, I would spend months relearning not only how to write, but also how to throw a javelin with my left. I hung up my pilot wings and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?